they are asking is that a national council to be formed that is comprised of the federal member states, the two speakers of the parliament, the upper house and the lower house, and they should come together and they should discuss and talk a way to hold an election. They no longer include the president whose term has expired to be part of that. They are claiming that he has shown an inclination to be an autocrat. He is using the armed forces to suppress political opponents. He has failed to take the country to election. He has failed to reconcile, and so on and so forth. So what they are saying, what they are proposing is a national council to lead the way now for the election to take place.
All this is taking place as Jubaland and another regional government have said that former President Farmajo should not be a part of any effort to resolve the political impasse in Somalia. What exactly did Jubaland have to say?
What Jubaland wants is that now, since the president's term has expired, that he should not be leading the conference, the electoral conference that's about to take place. They want him to participate, the president to participate. But he doesn't have the legitimacy to be a president, and his term has expired on the 8th of February. So that is one of the conditions. The second condition that they want is that all the stakeholders, including potential presidential candidates, to be included in those discussions. They also wanted the international community to be present so that what has been agreed would be implemented. So these are the three conditions that they have put forward in order for Jubaland to participate in the electoral discussions.
What does this mean now for President Mohamed? We understand he has been meeting with other people.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. If you ask anyone in Somalia, if you ask the political activists, what is the position of the president? They will tell you that he's a former president, his term has expired. If he wants to participate in a conference, he can participate, but he cannot facilitate a conference on the election. So all of them are claiming is that he doesn't have the legitimacy to be a president anymore. His term has expired on the 8th of February, and he has failed to take the country to an election. He has failed to reconcile his political adversaries, and so on and so forth.